If you've just stopped by and the name Resonance Repatterning caught your imagination, you're probably wondering and asking yourself, what is it? This is Carolyn Winter. I'm the president of the Holographic Repatterning Association, and I'm with a colleague of mine, Michael Fisher, who can help with some of these answers. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn.
Michael Fisher is a longtime practitioner and a teacher of resonance repatterning from Vancouver, British Columbia. And he's here to help us with some of these questions that you might be having just popped by our website. Michael, can you tell us about the resonance repatterning system? I know it's, we all know it's been developed by Chloe Wordsworth, but tell us, what is it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we spoke about doing this and talking about resonance repatterning, I needed to think about somebody that knows absolutely nothing about the system and doesn't even know the word resonance repatterning and what it means to them. And so immediately I thought that when we want to know something, there are two reasons. Either we're just curious, or it's because we want to know because it's in relation to ourselves and the world that we live in. And so the first thing that I have to say about resonance repatterning is that it works at a physical, mental, emotional, and spirit level, because that's how we operate in the body. We are, it's said, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, but what does this actually mean? So each one of these aspects in ourselves are addressed by the work that we actually are doing in terms of resonance repatterning. And it's a very profound and very accessible way of going to anything in our lives that we don't feel comfortable with in our bodies at a physical level or a mental level or emotional level. And very often it has some sort of spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so resonance repatterning is an extraordinary and practical method for uncovering and transforming the energy constrictions and unconscious patterns that create any and every limitation we experience.
Well, is this something that one can do for themselves, or do you need to see somebody? How exactly does it work?
Well, both. If one learns the process, one can learn to do it on oneself, or one can go to a practitioner and have the experience. And I think initially that's what people need. They need to know how it works by going to a practitioner of resonance repatterning and experiencing directly how this would work. And then what shifts in their lives, the quantum change that happens in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it offers a new approach that changes how we perceive ourselves and the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So by applying this process, we move out of resonance with the life-depleting responses that underlie our pain, our sickness, our unworkable relationships, and we move into resonance with life-enhancing responses.
And you know, for somebody who's never heard of this before, is this like an interview, or is it something that do you have to go somewhere and do it? Like, what exactly is involved?
Well,
a questionnaire that you get online, for example, what happens?
Well, it can be anything. You know, because in terms of this work, we work in terms of the universal hologram that we're all joined holographically at subatomic particle level, at cellular level. It means that, yes, we can do it in the form of an interview if you like. We can do it over the telephone. We can have a proxy session. We can have a face-to-face session, because an experienced practitioner can pick up whatever we need to work with, and we're working, as I said, at subatomic particle level, at cellular level. And so we have certain tools that we use in order to access the information that's needed for a session. So if people come for a session and they have an agenda, and they're talking about unworkable relationships or about anxiety or fear in their lives or an inability to move forward, that will be the agenda. It's immediately captured. The energy is immediately captured, and then it becomes very apparent what this is about. So we look at that, everything that I've just described, as a problem. Well, for us, problems are an opportunity for change. So we first identify the problem. Then we look for the underlying unconscious patterns around all of that. And there is a very, very important tool that we use. In the outside world, they talk about applied kinesiology. We make it more immediate by using the word muscle checking. So it means that a practitioner, in order to get the information that they need, uses a muscle checking on or off response. Mm-hmm. This comes from the autonomic nervous system. So I could just say very briefly that when you are born, you start to breathe automatically. You don't engage the brain. Your heart starts to beat automatically. You don't engage the brain. If you put your hand onto the hot plate of a stove, you remove your hand before your brain has had a chance to engage, but because by that time it's too late. Mm-hmm. That comes from the autonomic nervous system, and it gives us this binary on or off response. It's about, basically, it's about survival. It's about fight or flight.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're getting this on or off response. A muscle has either a strong response or a flaccid off response, mm-hmm. and that's what we're getting. So when we work, for example, with a client in a room and we have the client present, we train their arm to give us that binary on or off response. If I'm working over the telephone with a client, and I have many clients all over the world, in Birmingham, in England, in New York, all over the world, then I will ask permission to proxy their muscle indicator and get that binary on or off response.
Mm-hmm.
That way, I actually go through a process. It's a set process, identifying what that client needs for that session.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, of course, the unconscious patterns, not subconscious patterns, because it can come from our birth process, it can be DNA, it can be from our parents, it can be vision, the way we look at the world, it can be about our relationships, our unworkable relationships, and so on. So there's always an unconscious pattern that underlies whatever we're manifesting as a symptom. In medicine, if we go to a doctor, they treat the symptom, and they give you something to treat the symptom without looking at the underlying cause. In this work, we don't treat the symptom. We look at the underlying cause, and then the symptom disappears.
I see.
At a physical, mental, emotional, or spirit level.
I think that gives us a good description of this process. You know, through the years, there's been lots of stories of seeming miracles that can occur when somebody goes to a practitioner like yourself and has one of these sessions where we can uncover these unconscious patterns and create a bit more coherence about any situation that we're facing. And yet the results just seem so amazing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Some would call it a quantum leap.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about, and then people are left wondering, well, how did that happen? Can you tell us a little bit about the science behind it that explains why these results can be seen so miraculous?
Well, quantum leap is described, this term is used in quantum physics to mean any unexpected change from one energy state to another with no transition between the two states. In the simple act of heating water, for example, electrons become excited and cause the temperature to increase in unpredictable leaps rather than a smooth linear progression. And this is actually what happens. Something rather profound happens, and it happens, as I said, I keep on coming back to this word, at cellular level, at subatomic particle level. So we're actually talking about energy, because energy is everything, and everything is energy. And so what we're doing is we're manifesting frequencies. You know, even if you go into a hospital, you'll see on a monitor that the heart is registering a frequency on a screen, or the brain is registering a frequency on a screen. Well, this is the frequency, and even a problem has a frequency. Every organ, muscle, tissue, gland in our body has a frequency that we resonate with. And what we do is we change the frequency. So you can say from a problem to the opportunity for the problem.
Yeah.
Or if it's an intention that we have that we don't resonate with, we then change it so that it is something. They say that an intention is something that we want that we don't, that we do not have, and a problem is something that we have that we don't want.
Right.
So we change the frequency around all of that.
Wow. So if I was at the office and I'm having a hard day, or that meeting once again is just going nowhere, would this be a process that could help shift my day?
Well, you know, it's really more profound than that, because, you know, living in the physical body, everybody has problems, and some of them are transitory. And so we have a good day or we have a bad day. We have a good day at the office or a bad day at the office, or we have a good day in our relationships or generally good relationships, and then we have a bad day. It's not those sort of things. It's really when it's more endemic, it's more part of the fabric of who we are. If we were at the office and we're continually meeting with problems, let's say with different characters that we meet in the office, mm-hmm. where there always seems to be this kind of feeling of dis-ease, of discomfort and so on, that is a problem. So it's not the odd kind of situation. Those will always meet. It's something that we really resonate with, and we're going, you know, I don't know what it is, but at work I never seem to feel comfortable. I always feel as if I'm isolated or I don't get on with other people at work. Well, what are we saying? Because we can't deal with the people at work and we can't deal with others. It's always about self. So we're needing to deal with the situation in terms of self. What is this actually about? And generally, it's connected to self-worth. And if it's connected to self-worth, it's connected to something generally that comes back from our childhood. Because in our formative years, from the time actually of gestation, from the time of conception and the 9 months to the birth process and then to the age of 8, we then have learned every positive and negative thing that we're ever going to learn, and that just continues to play in our lives continually. So if you sit and look at somebody, you'll see an adult of 50 going to the child in themselves.
Sure.
And being angry or upset or disappointed or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So very often what we're doing is we're calling up the unconscious patterns that we're manifesting.
So we have a chance to change them then.
Well, this is the opportunity for change, yes, absolutely.
And I think you've helped quite a few people. Reaching into your mailbag, Michael, what have some of your clients said about this process?
Well, if you don't mind...
Or two?
Yeah, that would be great. If you don't mind, because some of them are so articulate, I'd like to just read a couple of letters for you.
Okay, let's hear them.
And then you'll hear what it meant for them not knowing anything about this process.
Okay.
So this is a letter from somebody who said, quite recently, my life has taken a turn from a very dark, desperate, and frustrating course to one of spiritual growth. This has been a necessary life-saving experience that has brought with it a great sense of peace and relief. So this is an actor who's talking. This play and my subsequent encounters with you have served to cement the growth I've been experiencing. I now feel part of something bigger and more beautiful than my old self and my obsessions and my distractions. You have imbued me with a sense of strength and love. I don't quite know or understand the great sense of gratitude I'm experiencing, but one certainty is that it has brought love and peace into my life. It's funny that those words, I would never before have used love, peace, spiritual growth, and certainty, and certainly not God. I still don't claim to have a definition or understanding of God, but then I don't need to. I just have a newfound willingness to believe in a power higher than myself, and an immense gratitude for this. I'm grateful to the hologram, that's the way he describes it,
right.
And to you for showing me strength and love, not only for this play and my fellow actors, but also for myself. What glorious and enlightening experiences these have been.
So he had a very profound spiritual experience.
A very profound experience, and a shift in consciousness.
Yeah.
I had a client who says, during the course of the last 18 months, I realized that my company was undercapitalized in a volatile, changing business environment. The usual tried and trusted business solutions had little success, and I turned to holographic repatterning, and now we call it resonance repatterning, as a last resort. Within two treatments, I had changed my initial opinion. In the course of one extraordinary week, my company acquired a dynamic new partner, substantial capital investment, and prime new offices at half the price of the existing ones. A real success story. Thank you for persuading me to try it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really wonderful.
I could go on if you want me to. I've got other letters, but...
Well, I think for this short little introduction to resonance repatterning, we've got quite enough for now, and we might just do a few more of these. in the next few months.
Okay.
Let me just see. I wanted to make sure that we've covered everything that people typically ask. And how long have you been doing repatterning?
Well, I became certified as a practitioner in November of 1997. And so you could say I've been doing it for 10 years, and I now consider myself to be a certified practitioner with all the tools that I need, because it is such a dynamic process. Yeah. And then I've been teaching the process for the last 7 years. The last 4 years.
Right. And would you recommend this process for people to learn for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. I've got letters here, as a matter of fact, from something. Here's a letter from somebody who says, the Empowering Yourself workshop was structured to honor both the process and each participant. I can describe it succinctly as a religious or spiritual experience. Everything conspired to create an environment of respect and acceptance. Michael Fisher was directly responsible for bringing this into being. The material felt as though it was just the right amount of information. I understood how dense the information was, but never considered myself overwhelmed by it. The presence of two coaches helped to reinforce the feeling that any kind of help was readily available. As I assimilate the information, I knew this offered me what I'd been looking for, true self-help, as opposed to what passes for it on bookshelves currently, a system through which I can work on me.
Wow. Well, so there you have it, everyone. We have lots of testimonials and experiences from clients like Michael, from Michael's practice, who have had tremendous results using this process, resonance repatterning. It's something that you can learn to do for yourself if you choose to take the classes or have sessions with qualified practitioners like Michael. So two things. If you'd like to know more about this process, we highly recommend the book written by the founder of this process, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. The name of the book is called Quantum Change Made Easy, and you'll find a link for that right on this page where you see this recording. And you may also check out more about learning the system at the Resonance Repatterning Institute. Go to resonancerepatterning.net, and you'll get lots more information about learning the system there. If you are interested in having some sessions or finding out from a practitioner how this process might help you, you may contact Michael, myself, or any of the other practitioners listed at this website. If you look at the menu at the top left, there's a link for locating a practitioner. And there's practitioners all over the U.S., parts of Canada, and different parts of the world listed there. I encourage you to, if you're looking for something in your life to address a problem, a pain, or a limitation, you don't need to wait any longer. Take a little look at the resources available at this website. This is Carolyn Winter. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all this fabulous information.
Carolyn, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do this with you, and I've really enjoyed the process.
Wonderful. And to our listeners, enjoy surfing the website, and we hope to meet you soon. This is Carolyn Winter. Thank you for listening.